We're going to discuss this week Shabbos food. We've discussed the preparations for Shabbos, and part of preparing for Shabbos is the Shabbos food. We're going to talk about, in general, what we should be having on Shabbos, what we shouldn't be having on Shabbos, and specifically some of the Shabbos highlights and how they fit into Halacha. The Torah writes in Siman Reish Mem Beis, which is the beginning of Halacha Shabbos, you should be careful of the Saneg, seik oneg in Shabbos. And the Vilna Gaon writes in his Aderes Aliyah, the Vilna Gaon writes in his Sefer, that Shabbos is the day of Oneg. This includes food and drink. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to enjoy the food and the drink, and therefore it is Kadosh. Meaning when you eat food on Shabbos, it becomes holy, like eating from Karbanos, like eating Maset Le'ah Seder. The very eating on Shabbos is a holy endeavor. However, not everybody agrees to that fully. The Shla writes in his Sefer on Shabbos that it says that we should be Ma'aneg Es HaShabbos. We should give oneg, pleasure, to the Shabbos. Not that we should give ourselves oneg. Not that we ourselves should indulge in physical things. And therefore, he says, one should only have oneg that is l'kavod Shabbos. The physical things you eat on Shabbos, the pleasures you take in eating, should be in the spirit of enjoying Shabbos. And therefore, he says, quote, those people who eat like horses and donkeys and then take a nap are not engaging in oneg Shabbos. That's not oneg Shabbos. They are being misaneg themselves. They're delighting themselves, not Shabbos. Instead, we should be eating and drinking with simcha, in moderation, that makes us feel good, that makes us feel connected to Hashem, and therefore, they'll allow us to have a spiritual Shabbos, be able to learn Torah, and those important things. So, I don't think the Vilna Gaon would disagree with the Shla, but again, it's important to know that oneg Shabbos does not mean a free-for-all. It doesn't mean that, oh, it's Shabbos day, so therefore I can eat like a pig and do whatever I want. A person should still be misanik es ha-Shabbos, should take pleasure in the Shabbos itself. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yates says, the Chibadito, you have to honor Shabbos, and the Gemara says, in the name of Rav, that it means you have to make the Shabbos Suda earlier than other days, to show that you love it so much you have it earlier in the day. And Shmuel says, no, you have to have the Shabbos Suda later in the day, because you want to make sure you have a good appetite, so you push it off, so you're really hungry to eat the Shabbos meal. So the Gemara says that people like us, who meat and wine is available to us every single day, so how can we make a difference? Let's say you have the regular foods, right? We have chicken all the time, we have meat all the time, we live in somewhat of an affluent society, we're able to have, there's no food that we can't really, that most people don't afford, that they can't have just not during the week for Shabbos. Most foods are accessible to most people all the time. So how do we make a difference? So he says, you have to change the times. The way you show your own Shabbos in the way you eat on Shabbos, if it's not in the quality of the food, maybe in the way you change it. Either earlier or later is one way to change the meal and the way we eat on Shabbos. And this is Sa'id Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Peches. And the Rama, who say that whichever gives you more oneg, eating later, eating earlier, you should do on Shabbos. So that's point number one. Your Shabbos meal time should be different. They can be earlier, they can be later, but it should be something distinguished. If you usually eat lunch during the week at 12:30, so you have it at 12, you have it at 1, some other time than you would during the week. And that's the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, and quoting the Magen Avraham, you can adjust the time of the suda a little bit, so it shouldn't be difficult for people. You don't have to have, you know, like in two Shabbos from now, we're going to have lunch at 9 o'clock in the morning. So that's not saying what we have to have, but it should be something that's reasonable for other people. And it's l'kavod Shabbos, says the Levush, when it fits your style, when it makes it pleasurable for you. Eat when it's going to be good for you. You know, maybe during the week you can only eat from 12 to 12:30 because that's when you're free, because you're bound by a schedule. So on Shabbos, eat when it's going to be good for you. Eat at that time, and that will be your oneg. That will be your kavod Shabbos. Now, why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos? How come before we, you know, have a piece of cake, a piece of chalms, a kogel, whatever it is, we don't say, you know, baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam al oneg Shabbos, hishaneg b'Shabbos? How come there's no bracha on the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos? So this is a question that was asked by the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, in Chelik Yud Aleph, in Volume 11. And he gives a number of reasons, and he quotes from other people as well. He says one reason is that all of the Oneg Shabbos is really one mitzvah, right? There's no particular moment on Shabbos that is the moment of Oneg Shabbos. And therefore, when women make the bracha by Hadlakas Neros, That's their bracha oneg Shabbos. They're having in mind that I'm going to enjoy the candles, and that's going to cover all oneg, all types of pleasure that I'm going to experience over the course of Shabbos. So the Tzitzel says it's not so clear, because if that's the reason, then men in the house should have to stand near the wife when she makes hadlakas neros, and they should answer amen, because she's being motzi them in oneg Shabbos. If that is where the bracha of oneg Shabbos is on the Shabbos candles, so then everyone should have to gather around and have kavanah to be yosi with his bracha. But there's no such idea. No family gets around, everybody stands around by Shabbos candles and answers amen. It's not a thing that people do. And therefore, says the Tzitzel Yezer, that can't be the reason. But to answer the question of the Tzitzel Yezer, there's a parish on the Rambam called the Divrei Yirmiyahu. And the Divrei Yirmiyahu says, no, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos suggests that when you make Kiddush Friday night, so then that bracha is going on all the mitzvos of the day. So that would include Oneg Shabbos as well. So the women have a place to do it, the men have a place to do it, and that's where our bracha is. So in fact, there is a bracha on Oneg Shabbos. For the women, it's by candlelighting, and for the men, it is by Kiddush. The Pre-Tzadik, Rav Tzadok HaKohen, writes in his Kuntres and Shvisos of Shabbos, he says there's only brachos and mitzvos that are chovos, things that you must do. But Kavod Shabbos has no measure. You don't have to do one thing for Kavod Shabbos. It is what fits you. And therefore, since we can't mandate a specific type of Kavod Shabbos, so there's no specific bracha. And the last answer is in the Tshuvas Pri Hasada, who says that perhaps a person will have Oneg on Shabbos, but maybe it won't be L'Shem Oneg Shabbos. Maybe it'll be like we said before from the Shla. It'll be self-serving. It will only be to fill your stomach, only for your own needs, but not really L'Shem, the mitzvah special for Shabbos. And therefore, it wouldn't be appropriate to make a bracha if it's only going to be self-serving. So all types of reasons to give, or that we don't give a bracha, when it comes to Oneg Shabbos. Let's get to a very popular question is, what about dieting on Shabbos? Is a person allowed to eat less on Shabbos? Or is a person to eat less than they normally would on Shabbos? So this is discussed by Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul, the Rosh Yeshiva of Parat Yosef, the great Sephardic Yeshiva in the Old City. He writes in his Or L'Tzion Chelek Beis. He discusses someone who's dieting and whether they're allowed to eat less on Shabbos. And he explains that one should not eat less on Shabbos if it will take away from their Oneg Shabbos, because doing so is a bittul of Oneg Shabbos. You're lacking in your Oneg Shabbos. But he says if eating something is harmful for the person, they can certainly not eat that food on Shabbos. Or if the person usually eats natural foods, is a vegetarian, things like that, they don't have to eat meat on Shabbos or fish on Shabbos. If that's not going to be, that's not going to be your Oneg. Yes? Good? You can ask. Says who we're talking about right now? Yeah. Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul. So he says that if you usually eat certain types of foods, you're a vegetarian, you don't eat fish, whatever it may be, so then do what's going to be good for you. If a person doesn't want to eat bread, for diet reasons, you still have to have a kibbutzah. This is not a thing like, oh, I don't eat bread. No, you do eat bread at Shabbos, and you have to have a kibbutzah of bread at each meal. After that, you can decide what you want to do. Again, you shouldn't actively limit and say, I'm not going to enjoy the meal because I'm on a diet. That you shouldn't do. You're allowed to eat healthy. That's perfectly fine. If you have certain dietary needs or standards, that's fine. A person can be a vegetarian on Shabbos, and it's not a problem, as we'll see specifically later on. Okay? It's clear that one doesn't have to eat something you don't like on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that it's good to eat fish on Shabbos, as we'll talk about later on. But you don't have to eat fish if you don't like fish. Certainly. Now, the next halacha is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes in Siman Reish Mem Beis, and it quotes the Zohar. The Zohar writes in Breishis that you shouldn't have less than two cooked foods on Shabbos meal. You have to have two cooked foods at every Shabbos meal. The Bishabura there on the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Mem Beis says that this is something that it's proper to do, but it's not a chiyuv. You don't have to have two cooked foods, but it's good to have two cooked foods. And Rav Nissen Karelts writes in the Chodshani that the Shulchan Aruch writes that at the Suda HaMavsekes that people eat on Tisha B'Av, right, that you have before. So the halach is you can't have two cooked foods together, right? So what do we see? Two cooked foods, obviously, are something that is important. That's a very chashuv thing to have two cooked foods together, and this is a symbol of significance for Shabbos. So the Prima Gadim and his comments here says, go look in Simen Tuf Kuf Chav Zayin. Go look in 527. So what does it say in 527? what's considered a cooked food. So there the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about Eruv Tavshilim, right? We're preparing for from Shabbos to Yontif, you have to have Eruv Tavshilim, the egg and the bread or the masa beforehand. So the Shulchan Aruch says, a Tavshil means something that is eaten with bread, okay? And the Chut Shoni says that there's no shear for how much of the Tavshil has to be served. But for so cake is not a Tavshil. Cookies, as delicious as they may be, are not a tavshil, because you don't have cookies and bread. It needs to be something that would be served with a bread meal. So that means, you know, cooked vegetable and some meat, or a kugel, something like that. Two cooked foods at the Shabbos meal. Now, you're thinking to yourselves, well, I don't understand. I always have two cooked foods, right? We, for dinner, most of us probably have a protein and a vegetable that are both cooked. So rice on the side, whatever it is. We all have two cooked foods all the time. We live in 2021. It's not such a big deal. It's not so chashu to have two cooked foods. Some of us might have three cooked foods for dinner, four cooked foods for dinner. We cook food all the time. It's not such a big deal. So the Kaf HaChaim writes that you must have one more than you usually have. Whatever you usually have, you should have one additional thing. The idea is that two cooked foods are to distinguish from the rest of the week. So therefore, you should have an extra tavshil, an extra cooked food above and beyond what you usually prepare during the week. So if you usually have for dinner a protein and a vegetable, so for Shabbos you have a protein, two proteins and a vegetable, whatever it is, one extra thing, yeah.
What about like a salad? Is that considered a cooked food?
No, it is not a cooked food. It is a salad, unless cooked salads
but
have become
like
a thing.
Like a grilled chicken inside.
With it?
Yeah.
So I guess that would be a cooked food. But that's one cooked food. You'd have
if you have two cooked foods inside a salad, like grilled chicken and sweet potatoes.
That's a good question.
Is the challah considered a cooked food?
Challah is considered a cooked food.
So is it for salsa?
That's one. There you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it for salsa also, or just by the name
chopstick? We're more leaning by shalshas. You don't have to have. You could have whatever you usually have. But so here, yeah, it should be whatever number you have during the week, plus. Two, if it's two, is definitely the lowest. It shouldn't be like one plus. It should be whatever you have during the week plus one more. Okay? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, in the end, in Perek Lamed, and he says, Ezu Oneg, what is Oneg? Shomru Chachamim, Shitzarech L'Takein Tavshil, you have to make a cooked food. Shamein, that's very fatty, very rich, B'yoser, U'mashke, Muvusam, and delicious drinks, L'Shabbos. Hakol L'fi Mamono Shaladam, whatever you can afford. You want to spend whatever you can for Shabbos. So the Magid Mishnah writes on the Rambam here that this source comes from the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. And he says the Gemara there in Shabbos speaks about different foods being prepared for Shabbos. The Gemara there doesn't speak about this Tavshil Shamein, this very sumptuous food, and this very beautifully flavored beverage that the Rambam is going on and on about. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. Where did the Rambam get this idea that you need to have like very, very rich, meaty foods and very beautiful drinks for Shabbos? The Gemara talks about beets, fish, and garlic. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. So where did the Rambam get this idea from? So he suggests that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif in Perek Vav says that just as it is a mitzvah to honor Shabbos, and to take delight in it and to have Oneg Shabbos, so too there's a mitzvah of Oneg on Yontif as well. And he says, if you look in the Gemara in Beitza on Daf Tes Vav, it says that on Yontif they would have Achlu Meshmanim V'Shasu Mimamtakim, as we say in the Shabbos Miras. So he wants to say, what's the Rambam source? Shabbos and Yontif are the same in the Oneg that you have to have. So if by Yontif you have to have these very rich foods and these delicious drinks, so it must be the same by Shabbos as well. Nirach HaShulchan says the list of the Rambam is not exact, and again, you should prepare and eat whatever you love on Shabbos. Whatever you like for Shabbos should be your Shabbos foods. Let's get to everybody's favorite question, is must I have meat on Shabbos? Okay? So there are three reasons given why one should have meat on Shabbos. The first is the Rambam in his Perash HaMashnayis in Maseches Nedarim. The Rambam in Maseches Nedarim says that if a person says, I'm making a neder that I will not have meat, and then he realizes that soon afterwards it's going to be Shabbos, so then the halacha is that we can be matir neder. He can uproot his neder because he can say, if I would have known that Shabbos was coming, I wouldn't have said that I can't have meat on Shabbos because it's a chiyuv to have meat on Shabbos, says the Rambam. That's what he writes in his Perush Mishnayos. It's such a chiyuv, such a mandate to have meat on Shabbos that it would uproot a neder that a person made to not have meat going forward. And this is repeated, and the Rambam says, the source is, the karasa l'Shabbos oneg. It is oneg Shabbos to have meat. And the Meiri says the same thing, and the Tosfos Yontif says the same thing, and some of the contemporary poskim, the Sholom Meishuv, Yosef Shaul Nathanson, cite this as the halacha, that it's a dinin oneg Shabbos to have meat. That's reason number one. The Nemuke Arachaim, the Munkat Sherav, writes in Simon Reish Ayin Alf, and the Torah Tumim writes in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, that there's a chiyuv of Simcha on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. And because there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, Ein Simcha El B'Basar V'Yayin, there's only fulfillment of Simcha by having meat and wine, therefore you have to have meat and wine on Shabbos. Now, I'll let you know, most do not agree. We generally do not say that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, but this is their opinion. The last reason is the Taz. The Taz writes in Siman Tavkuf Nun Gimel that there's a din of Kavod Shabbos to have meat. So it's either Oneg Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, or Simcha on Shabbos to have meat. However, we brought three reasons from very significant opinions. But Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachos that there is no chiyuv to have meat on Shabbos. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchas Avelus that an Onein is allowed to have meat on Shabbos. Although he doesn't, during the week, an onin, someone who's waiting to bury a relative, is not allowed to have meat. But on Shabbos, he's allowed to have meat. So the Ramah then goes and says, not that he has to have meat, but he can have meat. So what do we see from the Ramah's change to the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? What do we see? If you have to, you don't have to. If you want to have meat, by all means. But no one's saying you have to have meat on Shabbos. If you're interested in meat, then you should have meat. And the Shach there writes in Hilchas Avelus that there is no chiyuv to have basar on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham repeats this throughout Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah repeats this two times in Shulchan Aruch as well. And the Shulchan Aruch writes that yar bebasar v'yayin migdanos kefil chaso. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reishnun, you should have a lot of basar and yayin. But the Mishnah Berurah writes the following thing. The Mishnah Berurah swoops in very quickly and says, no. The fact you're going to have this fish and the beets and the garlic, shizehu meichel chashuv is my name. That was chashuv in their time. Each person follows their place. You should have what's good for you, lehem oneg, because it has to do with oneg. He says, most people, most people like meat and wine. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, have meat and wine on Shabbos. But not that you have to have meat and wine. Most people like meat and wine. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you should have meat and wine. And therefore, we come at halacha l'maisa, according to the poskim, that there is no chiyuv to have meat on Shabbos. There's no chiyuv to have meat on Shabbos. Now, what I generally tell people is that, and people are not in love with this, but this is in fact the halacha. Let's say you have 3 days of Kedusha coming up. Now, we don't like to call it 3-day Yontif, because that makes people feel icky. We call it 3 days of Kedusha. Okay? So you have 3 days of Kedusha coming up, like we have this year, right? If you need to pick a day to have your milchik meal, what day should it be? Shabbos. Not Yontif. We get it backwards. If you need to pick a day to have your milchig meal, it should be Shabbos. Because Yontif definitely has a chiyuv simcha of basar v'yayin. The milchig meal that you feel that you must have, I don't understand this inner desire, but like if there are 3 days of holiness, 1 day must have milchigs. I don't know where this yetzer hara comes. So have light meat. You don't have to have you don't have to have fish. You don't have to have you don't have to have roast 6 times. There's a way to balance it. But fine. If a person is so moved to have milchigs, and this will, I understand it's Pesach, and you know, those of us who eat Gebras Baruch Hashem, there's matzah pizza and matzah and cream cheese and things like that. Those of you who don't, I'm sorry. But You know, those things should really be for, again, on Shabbos, you can't really make matzah pizza, so it gets more complicated, but you can have matzah and cream cheese. So, really, the milchig meal should be by Shabbos and not by Yontif.
I didn't really not have a milchig meal on Yontif, and my mom just made her menu of, like, something. Like, the first
step. I didn't say you can't, but there is a mitzvah of simcha. It's a mitzvah of simcha to have basar v'yayin on Yontif.
But it's better on Shabbos? Or you shouldn't
at all.
Why
does
everyone
think
you
need
to have
Yom Tov?
I know.
What?
Everyone thinks you need to have Yom Tov.
I don't know, but I just showed you, I just showed you three places. What?
Do you have a milchig meal on a random Shabbos?
If you want, if that gives you Oned, it's a din. It's a din in Oned.
I feel like I've heard of that. I feel like I've heard
someone
like, when
are
we
going to such a minute? It's a din in Oned. Shabbos is a din in Oned. It's not a din in Simcha. Oned, we've shown. Yom Tov is a din in Simcha.
Can you have a night meal?
What?
What about a night meal?
Vayar, vay, boker. Night's the same as a day. Shavuos is its own parsha. Because Shavuos is its own parsha. Because really, 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 according to the Rama, you're supposed to have a milchig meal and then break and have a fleshig meal.
Oh, right.
That's really what you're supposed to do. But nobody does that unless you're super, super religious. What?
Yeah.
Only super, super religious people do that. Most people want their cheesecake. So, but yeah, Shabbos is the day to have your milchig meal. It's about oneg. That's what it's about. Okay. Is it crazy? It's crazy. Well, that's what we came to learn.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all know there's a way to make, there's a way to have a milchig meal that is not like cottage cheese and noodles. Like, there's a way to do it. It's true. Well, it's Shabbos. It's harder because you can't have the hot. You know, I guess if you want, you could get like a, you could have like a milchig crock pot. You get a milchig crock pot and like, you know,
mac and cheese.
I get you. Why not? You can make anything in a crock pot. Okay. Okay. Let's move on now to fish. We know, even if you don't like fish, I think we all know there's a special connection between fish and Shabbos. So let's explain what that connection is. The Gemara there in Shabbos and Kuf Yud Ches, where all these Gemaras are about food, speaks about having fish as a form of owning Shabbos. But the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rama make no specific reference to fish and Shabbos at all. We find it in the Gemara, but it doesn't make its way into the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham, however, in that place where we quoted before about the two cooked meals, the next thing he does is cite him from the Tikkunei Shabbos, which was one of the Talmidim of Ramosha Cordovero, the contemporary of the Arizal. He's not a Talmud of the Arizal. Him and the Arizal both had different perspectives on Kabbalah. They didn't really get along in those areas of how to view Kabbalah exactly. But this is a Talmud of Ramosha Cordovero. And he said that one should have fish at all three meals on Shabbos. And the Sefer Mincha Shabbos says that eating fish is actually a mitzvah d'oraisa on Shabbos. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, writes in his Kuntres Acharon that this is not the case. Rav Neuvert writes in his Shmirah Shabbos that nowadays there may not be a chiyuv because people generally enjoy meat more than fish. However, if fish is more expensive, nicer, fancier, more enjoyable in your location, then it might be better to have fish. I saw in the Chuvas Chavalim bin Ne'imim, he discusses whether you should spend money on fish for Shabbos or give tzedakah. Let's say I only have $50 to give. Should I get fish or should I give tzedakah? And he says, tzedakah is a din d'oraisa. Fish is a minog. And therefore, the extra money should go to tzedakah and not fish. So we see that, again, it's not a chiyuv, you don't have to have fish, but there is something already in Kabbalah about having fish on Shabbos. What are the reasons? We could spend the next 45 minutes going through all the interesting, different, some more interesting, some less interesting reasons about fish on Shabbos. I'll just give you a few that I particularly enjoy. The Sefer Torah, Semes, writes in Parshas Ekev, in the name of the After Rav, the Ohev Yisrael, that the man tasted like any flavor except fish. Did you know that? The man tastes like any food you wanted to except fish. That's why B'nai Yisrael said, we remember the fish we had in Mitzrayim. Why didn't they just eat mun and think about fish? The answer must be, the mun could not taste like fish. So the After Rav says that we want to complete on our Shabbos, we eat the bread represents the mun, and we'll talk about how the kugel represents the mun as well, and we want to have the fish kind of like to complete that feeling of like all the foods that one can taste. The B'nai Yisachar says that there are three things that received extra bracha in Maaseh Bereishis. Day five was the fish. They got an extra bracha because they're hunted. Day six, man got an extra bracha, puravu. And Shabbos got a bracha for day seven. So says the Mei Saschar, to have man eating fish on Shabbos is a bringing together of all those extra brachas. The Tikkun HaShabbos says that fish always have their eyes open. They always seem to be, if you look at a fish tank, they always seem to have their eyes open. Just like the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach on Klal Yisrael and pays attention to them. Fish always seem to be awake. They're paying attention to the Torah, paying attention to the Shabbos. And some of the Darshanim note that fish have this habit of sometimes swimming upstream against the flow. They swim against the current. And so to B'nai Yisrael, when we keep Shabbos, we're against the flow. The rest of the world is going out and partying and working, whatever they're doing. And we swim against the current, keeping our Shabbos, keeping it holy, not doing malacha. And that is in line with what the fish does as well. So what if you don't like fish? So the Magen Avraham says that each person should eat according to his taste. And the Prima Gadim seems to say that you should only really avoid fish if it's damaging to you, like if fish will make you sick. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if you like fish, then eat the fish over Shabbos. If you don't like fish, then don't eat fish. Okay? You don't have to eat fish if you don't like it. Now, if you're going to have fish at any of the meals, it should be the daytime meal. Because Kavod Hayom, this is not a discussion for right now, but Kavod Hayom of Shabbos is greater than Kavod Laila. The nicer food should be served during the day, during the night. That's Bederach Klal when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, but certainly when it comes to the serving of fish. The Yamshal Shlomo writes in Gittin that he's bothered by people who would make the Shabbos night meal grander than the Shabbos day meal. He says a violation of Kavod Hayom Adif, for the great day of Shabbos is greater. And therefore he would save the fish for the day meal and not have fish at the night. But the Sefer Charedim writes that it's important to eat fish since many of the Gilgulim, many of the reincarnated Neshamos, come back as fish, and eating fish gives them Menuchas HaNefesh. And therefore he says, Mitzvah le'achol dag b'shavas u'beprat besud ha'shlish shesaf v'shal shavas. Do I understand what any of that means? No. But he says it's better to have as much fish as you can. But at the end of the day, if you like fish, eat fish on Shabbos. If you don't like fish, don't eat it, and you're still good. Let's talk about cholent, shall we? Everyone likes cholent? Maybe? No? No? Okay. Maybe you'll feel different after this. So, I think you are probably all familiar with the Baal HaMa'or, Rav Zerachya Halevi, whose commentary on the Rif appears in the back of our Gemaras. He was very young, 17, 18 years old, and he wrote these comments on the Rif, and the Ramban felt that this young whippersnapper was like starting up at the Rif. He wrote a sefer called the Milchamas Hashem, the Wars of God, to fight back against this guy, the Baal HaMa'or. The Raibi got involved. It's all printed in the back of the Gemara. So the Baal HaMa'or writes in Shabbos, in Perek Kira, that there is a takana from our rabbis to enjoy Shabbos with chamin, hot food. Chamin has become an expression for cholent, a hot cooked food that has been kept hot from going into Shabbos, that's been insulated before Shabbos. And whoever doesn't have chamin, whoever doesn't have this type of cholent on Shabbos, should be investigated as to whether they're a min, a heretic, a non-Jew, violating Torah Shebaal Peh. What does he mean? What's he getting so upset about? So this is based on a tshuva. We often ascribe this to the Baal HaMa'or, but it's really a tshuva of the Gaonim. The Tshuvas HaGaonim. The Gaonim, right, this is in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, Sharei Tshuva Simen Lamed Dalet. And they say that the ability to keep food warm on Shabbos is an important din in Oneg Shabbos. If we eat hot food during the week, it would be a lack of Oneg to have cold food on Shabbos. You must have hot food on Shabbos because it's a bit of a shtuch, it's a bit of a jab at Shabbos. You don't have hot food on Shabbos if you can. It's a takan that one must have hot food that is prepared and warmed from before Shabbos. And if you don't keep the food warm for Shabbos because of the concern that maybe it's going to be having a fire on Shabbos, then that is heresy, he says. Because we believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. It's only the heretics who said that lo sivaru ish b'chomo shosechem lo b'yom haShabbos, that you can't have a fire burning your house on Shabbos, meant that you can't have any fire in your house and shops, even one lit before. But we know through Torah Shebaal Peh that you are allowed to have a fire lit before Shabbos, you just can't light a new one on Shabbos. And therefore, say the Gaonim, when you eat cholent on Shabbos, a food that was cooked going to Shabbos, maintained on a fire going through Shabbos, now it's Shabbos day, it is a fulfillment and a sign of your belief in Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not just cholent. It's something that speaks to something greater about our commitment to Torah, our Mesorah, and Torah Shebaal Peh. And this is what the Baal Meor writes. The Ramah writes in Siman Reish Nun Zayin. U'mitzvah lahatmin l'shabbos k'dei sheyechal chamim b'shabbos. It is a mitzvah to insulate and keep warm a food on Shabbos, on the fire, so you can have chamin, you can have chalent, this hot food on Shabbos. Kizeu mikavod v'onang Shabbos, it is kavod and onang Shabbos. Aval. Misha chamin mazikin lo. However, if chalent makes you upset, and upsets your stomach and hurts you, mutzer lo le'achol tzonein, you can have something that is cold. Aval misha eno ma'amin b'divrei chachamim, one who doesn't believe in the words of Chazal, v'oser achilas chamim b'shabbos choshen shemaminhu, and he doesn't eat chalent on Shabbos or a hot food that has been kept hot over the course of Shabbos to that point of the meal, then that person is a min. The min could either be like an early Christian, a heretic, somebody denying Torah Shabbal Peh. The Mishabura says there that any Baal Nefesh, anyone who's very careful, should be careful to have food that was warmed and insulated from before Shabbos, and this is our minag. And the Magen Avraham says that chalent makes you feel uncomfortable, you don't have to eat it. And Rav Nissen Karel, it says that if the chalent doesn't harm you, then you should have it anyway. If it doesn't kill you, then, you know, eat it anyway. But Rav Neben Saul writes in his Mishabura that if you don't want chalent, you don't have to eat it. Rav Nissen Karel says that you only need to have one hot food on Shabbos to fill this mitzvah, and it could be any hot food at any time, and that would be sufficient as well. The Sefer Yosef Ometz writes in Frankfurt that the minhag is to have the chalent during the day. The Darshanim say that someone often will eat chalent on Shabbos, it makes us feel sleepy and tired, and that's why we can say, Kol ha'ochel chalent b'Shabbos chayev mita. Okay? So that's what the Darshanim like to point out. The last Shabbos we will talk about is Kugel. So the Ramah writes in Siman Reish Mem Beis that in some places the minhag is to eat pashtita. Pashtita is some type of kugel-like food that is a zecher to the mum because it is covered at the top and the bottom. We'll explain what that means in a moment. And the Elia Rabba says that this was the minhag in some places, but apparently not everywhere, because the lavush doesn't. And he was a Talmud of the Ramah. He doesn't mention this idea of having a kugel on Shabbos. In the Ber Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim wonders why we have a zecher to the mun on Shabbos. The mun didn't fall on Shabbos. Like, why am I eating a food that's supposed to represent the mun when the mun didn't fall on Shabbos? So the Chafetz Chaim is all confused. So the Chafetz Chaim says that Shabbos Bereishis is a dugma of Shabbos L'Asid Lava. There's a connection between the Shabbos of Bereishis and the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, the Shabbos that's going to be when Mashiach comes. And therefore, he says, many of the foods we have on Shabbos are to reference the Yomos HaMashiach, the days of the coming of Mashiach. That's why we have fish on Shabbos and meat. Fish represents the eating of the Levyasan, that magical fish that Hashem put away. The shore, this big ox that Hashem put away as well for the tzaddikim to eat at the end of days. We have wine, which is a remes to these very mystical, magical grapes that Hashem stored is going to turn into wine in the Sudas Mashiach as well. Much of what we eat on Shabbos is a reference to what we're going to eat in the days of Mashiach. And because we're going to have man as well, in the days of Mashiach we'll be fed man. Therefore, we have a remez to the mun in eating the kugel on Shabbos. Why? Why? What does that mean, the kugel is covered on the top of the mun, like the mun? So the Munkat Sherev writes to the Muki Orachaim in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, the minhag is to eat kugel, because if you cook kugel, it's browned on the bottom, and it's browned on the top, and it's, you know, lighter in the middle, and that's a reference to the covering of dew that was below and above the mun, and therefore this is the minhag to have kugel on Shabbos, is a zecher to the mun that was covered in that fashion as well. So that is the overview of our Shabbos foods. Kavod oneg bechlal, you know, dieting on Shabbos, meat on Shabbos, wine on Shabbos, things like that. And the specific foods of fish, the chalent, and the kugel. Okay?